This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes! An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Helmet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing open player, Brandewee. Bombs away. In again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee. Back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school sports fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at Rushi High School. We've got a terrific treat for you tonight. Rushi plays Botkins for the Shelby County Athletic League Championship, or I should say it could be for all the marbles. The two clubs are tied 9-1 in SCAL action. Each team with a game remaining in league play. Rushi's got Fort Loramie on the road next Friday. And Botkins has a tough date at home against Anna next Friday. Overall on the year, Botkins 14-4, three games remaining on the slate after tonight. On the road at Lima Shawnee tomorrow night, next Friday night, home with Anna, and at New Knoxville on Saturday, February 17th. Meanwhile, Rushi, as I mentioned, plays at Fort Loramie next Friday at Marion Local next Saturday. Anna could get a slice of second place at the end of the Shelby County Athletic League boys season if Botkins were to lose tonight and Anna knocked off Botkins next week. Then Botkins and Anna would be all even up in second place with three setbacks apiece. So coming into tonight's game, it is Rushi at 9-1, Botkins at 9-1, and Rushi has that one loss on February 2nd, 1 week ago tonight, that we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna defeated Rushi by a score of 52-48. Rushi suffered its first setback. And I'm telling you what, Chuck, I think that was a good loss for the Raiders. It proved to the young men that they could be beaten. The pressure's off. You got to grind it out now, win the SCAL if you're Rushi, and get ready for the tournament trail.
Well, as a coach, there's no game that you go, gee, I want to lose this because I want to make coaching points. But when you lose one, that's what you can do. These kids walked in there thinking they could put their bag in the locker room and they were going to run over teams. And Anna had a perfect game plan for them. They had to have Rushi not shoot the ball very well, but boy, Anna took it to them. And Botkins has the same ability tonight.
Yeah, Rushi against Anna had a stellar third quarter. Very Rushi-like, 22 points. But Anna put the defense on Rushi in the fourth, and the Raiders could collect just 4 points in the fourth quarter against Anna and wound up getting beat by a score of 52-48. Meanwhile, the Botkins Trojans coming off a loss on the road at Newton this past Tuesday, 62-60. Ending a five-game Botkins win string. And you can bet Botkins, Chuck, is eager to get back on the hardwood and get a big W on the left-hand side of the column against the rival Rushi Raiders.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they're in this game. They have the same exact thing to play for as Rushi does. They're playing to win the league championship. And, yeah, again, I think probably I wasn't there, but that loss to the Newton probably had a lot to do with this game tonight, and their kids, their focus maybe being a little bit divided.
A real big key in this game tonight, an important key, is three-point shooting. Anna drained 8 three-pointers against Rushi. Rushi nailed 5. So that was a 9-point swing on 3-point shots in that game. Anna made 8 to beat the Raiders. Keep in mind, Chuck, Botkins connected on 11 threes in that first meeting against Rushi. 11 threes were not enough. Rushi still won the game by 5. Botkins made 11 threes. Rushi made 3. Raiders, a great fourth quarter, outscoring Botkins 17-9. To come from 3 down at the end of 3 and to come from 7 down did Rushi in the middle of the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Botkins had 2 leads on him, and they had a lead late in the third, and then Botkins just couldn't handle the pressure that Rushi throws at him. But they were there, and as Coach Groves, I'm sure, talked to them all week, you were in that basketball game. All you got to do is finish it.
Both head coaches have done amazing jobs. Spencer Cordonier, head man at Rushi. Phil Groves, head man at Botkins. the Botkins Trojans for sure have overachieved. Nobody thought Botkins would be playing for a shot at the league championship here in the month of February, but Botkins is right there knocking on the door with a big game here tonight. Rushi, a remarkable season. Boy, when the Raiders get going, no stopping them. And that's what Botkins has got to make sure it slows down tonight. Those Rushi Raiders runs. Chuck, Rushi's able to score 10 points in 60 seconds on you.
Well, that's exactly what happens. I mean, they are a team of runs, and they fuel everything by their defense, and they can play defense half court, full court. They can trap you. They can press you. They are just a very, very elite basketball team.
We are witnessing a very good JV game here at the Rushi gym tonight. Botkins has sneaked ahead of Rushi and captured the lead. Middle fourth quarter, 34-27. Botkins in front with seven. Botkins at the free throw line. A timeout has just been called. We'll return with more from here at the Rushi gym in just a few minutes. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Big SCAL boys game tonight. The Raiders at home against the Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. 39-27, Botkins leads Rushi in our JV Tilk senior night here at Rushi. There will be a ceremony between games. We'll have the opening tip for the varsity game in probably about 19 or 20 minutes. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Botkins, which is shooting at a clip of 38.5% on the year from behind the arc, needs to have a red-hot evening shooting trifectas. That's all there is to it. It's got to be raining threes. Shots need to be going in for Botkins. Meanwhile, Rushi wants to turn Botkins over, get those live ball turnovers, get transition baskets easy going the other way. Key building components for these two clubs here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. But Chuck, a number of folks asked me this week, well, how can Rushi lose to Anna? How can Botkins lose to Newton? Well, again, it's another year where you can just about predict unpredictability in high school basketball. These are young kids. Hey, Greg Gard at Wisconsin has seen his college team miss 50 of its last 59 three-point shots. Tom Izzo's Michigan State club went 6 for 17 from the free throw line the other night. Hey, you're not going to play really well every night. Yep. Newton with 10 wins, capable of beating Botkins when the Trojans had an off night. Anna, had it not lost those 4-1 pointers, would have 17 or 18 victories. And Rushi went into a snake pit at Anna and got beat before. Raiders had an off night. Hey, it can happen.
Oh, I've taken the best team into gyms through my years of coaching, and yep. The best team doesn't always win the basketball game. So, you know, you got to have them ready. They got to understand that if you're Rushi, there is nobody going to come out here and take you lightly. You're going to get their best shot every time, and you better be prepared. I don't no matter who you're playing.
I give the Raiders a lot of credit. There's been a target on their back all year long. And to be 18-1 playing that very stringent schedule is really something. And I tell you what, when you look down the scores of Rushi games, eye-popping, the lopsided victories tallied by Rushi during this campaign. 73-45 over St. Henry, 64-34 over Minster, first meeting with Anna, 65-46. Troy Christian was blown out by Rushi in the Pickle Holiday Tournament, 64-39. Rushi beat Meadowdale, 84-45. Beat New Bremen, 72-47. Second meeting with Jackson Center, 58-34. Routed Antwerp at the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie, 66-36. A game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com at Miami East. Raiders won 65-44, 61-32 right here over Versailles. Rushi Raiders have won those games by an average of 26-27 points. A remarkable season, to be sure. And it was just a matter of time before Rushi had one of those C-minus games and ran into a buzzsaw. Anna played an A-plus performance. Bad fourth quarter by Rushi, and that was that.
Well, if you can get the ball to a shooting spot and make threes, if you cannot turn the ball over 20 times against them and give them 20-25 points off of live ball turnovers, you can play with them. But that's when you read all those scores, those teams couldn't do that. So right. that's the problem.
Botkins Trojans have had a splendid season as well. When you look down the list of Botkins victories, you see that the Gold and Black have had the propensity to win close games. 47-42 over Jackson Center, in the first meeting against the Tigers, 50-49. 1-point triumph over Anna at the Rockets Gym. 49-46 at home over Marion Local. And then a 47-37 win over Jackson Center. That game was 38-37 with 90 seconds to go. Botkins pulled that out down the stretch. A 47-42 home court victory over New Bremen. And most recently, a loss to Newton, 62-60. It took an overtime and a buzzer beater by Newton to pull that one out of the fire against Botkins.
Well, if you're watching Botkins, I mean, we've seen them seven or eight times. Those kids can play. They can shoot it. If they get Dosik and Paul and Meyer all out there burying threes on you, you're in trouble. Now, I felt like the first time that they played Rushi, that they would, that Rushi has so much length on the perimeter that they'd have trouble getting the shots off, but they didn't.
No.
And that's something that Rushi's going to have to adjust to tonight.
Yeah, when you play the Botkins Trojans, that first or second row of bleachers for the three-point shot is still on the court of play.
Well, what I like about Dosik is, I mean, he still shoots threes, but he's turned into an offensive basketball player. He puts it on the floor. He can get to the rim, and he's a really good defender.
Now, we're going to talk in more detail about these two clubs in just a few minutes when we come back. JV game winding down, 40-32, Botkins over Rushi. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McDee. Stay tuned with us right here on Scores Broadcast. Big game upcoming, Rushi, Botkins, both clubs 9-1, boys standing, Shelby County Athletic League. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment.
Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCon in Minster. SecureCon. Online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is senior night here at Rushi. Rushi Raiders, by the way, have three senior basketball players. Felix Francis, Hayden Quinter, Braden Munn, and Botkins Trojans.
It's not senior night. That's next Friday.
I'm sorry, but I'm highlighting the seniors just the same.
Attaboy.
I was misinformed.
Me too. That's why I just heard that.
I was misinformed. Seniors for Rushi again. Felix Francis, Hayden Quinter, Braden Monin. A very youthful team is Rushi. Botkins Trojans, young as well. Only four seniors on the Trojans. Ryland Paul, J.J. Meyer, Jordan Herzog, and Grant Flora. Seven seniors total on these two rosters. Two youthful teams. A lot to talk about heading into next season. And we just witnessed a very good JV game won by Botkins. Both programs will be mighty strong in 24-25.
Absolutely. I mean, Botkins, their JV team is excellent. They lose a little more off with the seniors, but when you look down Rushi's roster, when I put them in the book, there's a whole lot of 11s for juniors, but there's three 12s in there, and that's Felix Francis, Hayden Quinter, and Braden Monin. Those are going to be tough people to replace next year because those kids are really good basketball players.
Tentative starting lineups here tonight for this game for Rushi. Felix Francis, Hayden Quinter, Braden Munn, and Braylon Perdonier. Vince Borchers or Benjamin York in that fifth spot for the Botkins Trojans. Probables are Colin Dosick, Ryland Paul, J.J. Meyer, Russell Lenhart, and Jordan Herzog. This Rushi team led in scoring by York off the bench at 12 per game. Right behind him, Braden Monin, 11. Braylon Gordonier at 10. Quinter and Francis, 9 each. Vince Borchers, 5.5. Jackson Grojean at 4.5. For the Botkins Trojans, Colin Dosick, who scored about 6 points a game last year, is averaging 16 per contest this year for Botkins. Ryland Paul is just over 9. J.J. Meyer, a little over 8. Russell Lenhart at 4. Noah Topp, who will be the first sub in off the bench, is averaging nearly 7 points a game. Jordan Herzog over nine. Grant Flora at three. Spencer Grenadier, Phil Groves, the two head coaches, each has done remarkable jobs guiding the ship for these two clubs. Coach Groves in his third year as the boys coach at Botkins, graduate of Wright State University. And in 21-22, he was the District 9 Coach of the Year. Team was the regional runner-up. He coached the varsity girls at Botkins from 19 through 21. More than 20 years coaching high school basketball for Spencer Grenadier, the head man at Rushi. 5 years as the mentor for boys basketball. 4 as the head coach of girls programs at Rushi. We're about 11 minutes away from the opening tip here tonight at Rushi. Should be a barn burner. One heck of a game. Rushi Raiders, Botkins Trojans. Botkins has lost 4 on the entire campaign to Rushi back on January 2nd, 62-57. That was the Trojans' first setback of the year. And then on January 13th and 16th, Botkins lost back-to-back encounters to Parkway and Minster from the MAC, 53-49 and 70-56, respectively. This past Tuesday, Botkins was nipped by Newton in overtime, 62-60. We ran down Rushi's big scoring nights several minutes ago. Now, Rushi's got the loss to Anna, a couple close calls, a 5-point win over Botkins, and an 8-point win over Jackson Center in this season opener. Anna beat Rushi in a game we covered 1 week ago tonight, 52-48. Oh, you recognize that Rushi pep band. It is blasting away in its full glory. Packed house here at Rushi tonight. And this should be one heck of a game. We expect the ceiling to stay on. Ceiling should stay on, although there may be a lot of fireworks. It might be close to lifting off during the course of the next 2 hours or so. Botkins won the JV game. Varsity tilt 10 minutes away. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
This is our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. we got on the air in 2006 and 7 thanks to LaCal Equipment. LaCal Equipment has sustained its partnership ever since. Thank you so much, LaCal. We would not be broadcasting high school sports for our hundreds of thousands of listeners here today had it not been for LaCal some 18 years ago. LaCal started in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983. Before boys basketball games, under the LaCal spotlight are a couple of cheerleaders, one from each school. For Rushi, sophomore cheerleader Camille Saunders, daughter of Cindy and Rob. 3.8 GPA for Camille. She is a volleyball player, yearbook. Does a lot of babysitting, takes part in student council. And after a move by the family to South Carolina, she will likely study at Clemson in that state and pursue psychology. You may remember an older brother, Grant, who pitched baseball for the Raiders. He graduated in 2022. And a sister of Camille's, Grace, is a graduate of Rushi, a graduate of Ohio State. For Botkins, we highlight freshman cheerleader Rory Mack. She is a 4.0 honor roll student at Botkins, daughter of Andy and Laura Mack. Andy, by the way, is a grad of Botkins. Laura teaches at Botkins. And Rory participates in FFA, CYO, 4-H. She shows cattle and takes part in life team at church. She's thinking about a four-year institution, possibly Ohio State, and she'll study oncology, maybe. A brother, Brennan, a seventh grader, a sister, Adrian, in the second grade, and the cheerlead advisor at Botkins is Jane Grevy. We're about 5 minutes away from the start of tonight's game between Rushi and Botkins here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
It is Rushi's Gymnasium, and it's starting to get noisy here before the start of the Raiders-Trojans game. First place on the line in the Shelby County Athletic League tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Hey, to get your car or truck running right back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru has a great reputation for vehicle service and repair. Towing available 24-7. Meyer's is second to none, serving Dark Miami and Shelby counties. You see, Meyer's has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. You can always take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-through as well. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts, Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Another new advertising sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, A&M Pallet in Rushi on Range Line Road. A&M Pallet was established in 1986, and at first, we repaired broken pallets for one large customer. Today, nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves that initial customer plus 200 additional businesses across Ohio. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. For our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you have any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a phone call at 937-295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on the first shift, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday to Sunday are days off. Just message us on Facebook at A&M Pallet or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Go Raiders! Starting lineups up next in just a few minutes. Rushi Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
A 5'7" senior.
Starting lineups being introduced by the public address here at Rushi tonight. Trojans, of course, the road team. Wearing black from top to bottom, white numbers outlined in gold. Rushi with the white unis, a lot of blue and gold trim. Vikings Trojans in the black sneakers, Rushi wearing white. In that first meeting between the two clubs back on January 2nd, Rushi pulled it out, 62-57. Rushi led 17-11 after one. The game was tied at 31 at halftime. Botkins led by 7 beyond the midway point third quarter. Third quarter ended with Botkins up by 3, 48-45. Rushi with a strong fourth outscored Botkins 17-9 to win the game 62-57. Colin Dosick led the way for Botkins along with Noah Topp. They had 16 and 17 respectively. Noah Topp tossed in 5 threes in that game. Ryland Paul made 2, scored 11. J.J. Meyer made a couple threes and tallied 6 points. Jordan Herzog had 5 points total, had a 3-pointer in that game. 11 threes netted in all by Botkins in that opening meeting between the two. 8 of 10 free throws for Botkins on that night. Rushi went to the line 19 times, made 15 three threes that evening for Rushi. Braden Monnen had 11. Hayden Quinter had 11. Benjamin York had 10. Braylon Verdonier led the Raiders in scoring with 16. He had a 3. Monnen had a 3. Jackson Grogene, a 3-pointer off the bench for 3 points total. Felix Francis had 9 points in that game for the Raiders. Vince Borchers is in the starting lineup. Not Benjamin York for Rushi. We'll see York right away off the bench. And the tip to start the game is won by Botkins, which attacks to our right. Here's Ryland Paul, 30 feet away. Open player down low is Herzog. Great pass, great feed. Russell Lenhart out at midcourt. Found an open player down inside. It was Herzog for a layup for 2. Spencer Verdonier shrugs his shoulders. Rushi lost him, Chuck.
Yeah, they lost him on the play, and you can't do that.
Here is Braylon Cordonier, right corner for Rushi, down inside to Francis. Francis turns from 8 feet, banks it up short, off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Herzog of Botkins. Chest pass, right corner, Ryland Paul. Paul dances through the paint area, almost shot it, but fed it on the arc to Meyer. Now Dosick straight away, picked up by Monnen. Interesting matchup right there. Rushi hedging out high, switching in its man defense. Now Cordonier's got Dosick in the paint area. It is Lenhart. Lenhart to Herzog, and he throws it away, trying to send it to J.J. Meyer on the arc.
Well, that's where Felix Francis comes in defensively. They had 2 shots at the basket, and they looked to pass it out. They didn't want to go up.
Now, you're so right. Ryland Paul had one below the foul line from 10 feet, and he did not elect to shoot because of taller white jerseys in the vicinity. 2-0 Botkins. We played a minute 15 opening quarter. Down low, Cordonier. Shot fake. Shot fake again. Up strong. Good. And we're tied at 2. 6:35 to go here in the opening quarter. Botkins is Colin Dosick, Ryland Paul, J.J. Meyer, Russell Lenhart, Jordan Herzog on the floor. Here's Dosick into the left corner. Feeds it on the plate of Paul. Paul dribbles between the legs, 25 feet away, straight on. Cordonier checks him. 6:13 to go in the first. Herzog out nice. High. Oh, a nice back cut to the rim. Herzog on the delivery to Lenhart. Lenhart found an opening. Overplay Barushi cost him. And it's 4-2 in favor of Botkins. That's what happens, Chuck, when you chase a double team.
Well, I'll tell you, the Botkins, just like Anna, I'm sure they looked at that Anna film. That's exactly what Anna did, and he just spun him. He just like a slip screen, and he was down there by himself.
2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Botkins knocks the ball out of bounds. Rushi possession, trailing 4-2. Hand off 30 feet away to Gradonier, deep left corner, Monin. Monin goes baseline and banks in the runner. We're tied up at 4. Formidable move by Braden Monin of the Raiders. Here is Dosik down the floor for Botkins. Stop shot after a head fake. Swish! A three ball. Colin Dosik pours it through. He is averaging 16 a game. He approaches 40% behind the arc. Botkins in the lead, 7-4. Hayden Quinter, foul line extended right. Line drive, jump shot. In! Hayden Quinter bumps it up and good. Got a 16-footer. 7-6, Botkins up a point. Here is Dosik in the right corner, skips it cross court to J.J. Meyer. J.J.'s brother, Jameson, by the way, is at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Hello, Jameson.
Good for you, Jameson.
4:58 to go, first quarter of this game. 7-6, Botkins near steal, out near midcourt by Rushi. Botkins gets it back. Then the ball is popped free by Cordonier. It's rolling away from Botkins. Felix Francis gets it. Good defense by Rushi, which displayed quick hands. Botkins didn't take care of the ball. Rushi down a point with it now. 7-6. 4:32 to go, first quarter. Ball thrown to Felix Francis. He dropped it, fell to the floor on his hip. Then it's loose out near the center line. Borchers gets undercut, flops to the floor on the small of his back. A couple of Raiders took nasty spills. Borchers and Monin come out. Jackson Drogene and Benjamin York are in. Drogene, a 5'9 junior guard. York, 6'4 junior wing player. 4:29 left to go, opening quarter. 7-6 in favor of Botkins, which has launched in the only three ball in this game. That one by Colin Dosik. Here is Rushi with it at midcourt. It's Gradonier. He's being hawked on the play by Lenhart. Gradonier strolls down the lane. Strong move. Flipped it up in the air on the run. Tough hook shot. Good defense by Lenhart. It's no good. Rolled off the rim. And it's stabbed out of bounds by Rushi. Very good defensive set by Botkins. 7-6. Botkins by a point halfway through the first quarter. Dosik 30 feet out. Picked up by York. Hedging is Cordonier. Far left side of the floor. Look out. It's Ryland Paul. Bombs away. Three-pointer. Perfect. Ryland Paul. A long trifecta. 10-6 Botkins. 3:49 to go. First period. Quinter. Foul line extended left. Might have gotten away with a walk. There's some contact below the foul stripe. And Rushi is bailed out. Two-shot foul for Quinter, who might have baited the defender with a little walk violation before he delivered the ball to the rim.
And even worse than that, that was Herzog's second foul.
Free throw, Quinter, in and out, no good. Herzog picks up number two, and boy, that was a tough one to take.
Yeah, that was tough, and then he had the one where he undercut Monin when he was just sliding across the floor. Both of his fouls were not anything he did.
Quinter strong on the second shot. Rebound volleyball to right corner. Tracking it down, J.J. Meyer. Long pass ahead to Noah Topp, who's checked in. He strolls into the lane area. Bump, knocked to the deck. Foul, Rushi. 3:35 left to go, opening quarter. 10-6 in favor of Botkins, which has Herzog on the bench with two fouls. And he can be a force on the inside. Strong player. And he is not a bad three-point shooter either, around the 34 percentile mark. Here's Botkins inbounding, top of the circle, rolling off a screen as Dosik and away from the action, holding against Rushi. Common foul, three on Botkin so far, two on Rushi. 3:32 to go, first quarter, 10-6 in favor of Botkin, which has produced a couple threes, one from Dosik, one from Meyer. Dosik again straight away. It is no good off the heel. Ball way up in the air. Monin snatches the rebound for Rushi. Up ahead to Borchers, to Monin. Grosjean, 20 feet out, right corner. Felix Francis wants to work on Grant Flora, who's in. Now York collects the ball. Ball dealt to Cordonier. Spin move. Awkward reverse layup. It's on the rim. No good. Rebound Botkin. Dosik into the forecourt. Stops top of the key. Deals to Meyer. Grosjean on Meyer. Meyer splits a couple defenders down the lane. Shot blocked out of bounds.
Felix Francis. Boy, does he blocks more shots and changes more shots than anybody I've seen in a while.
Yeah, Raiders cleanly block about eight per game, deflect another six or seven. Who knows how many they alter or modify. It is a long ball club, a lot of length. Inbounds pass, Botkin stolen by Vince Borchers. He's down the floor for Rushi, gives it up on the play to York. Meyer sticks a fist in there, drives the ball three into the corner, touched on the baseline by Meyer of Botkin's. Rushi possession, 10-6 Botkin's, 2:36 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, they called that a foul on Myers.
And that is, according to the scoreboard, the fourth foul on Botkin's. Inbounded to York, deep left corner behind the screen, it's Monin. His long one hits the back brace, no good. Long board to top. Noah Top up ahead for Botkin's. Top, the 6'1 junior, gives it on the play to Dosik. Dosik takes York inside. Oh, what a late dish to Paul. Layup good. Assist by Dosik. Kyle Dosik, Rylan Paul, two-man game in among the white jerseys. 12-6, Botkin's, 2 minutes left, first quarter. Here's Monin for Rushi. Oh, down the lane. Look at him go to work. Weighs it in. Off the window. Braden Monin, unstoppable there. 12-8, Botkin's, 1:48 to go, first quarter. Head of the key, straight away, Dosik. York checks him. Big height advantage to Rushi. Ball dealt to Meyer. Back to the basket, 22 feet away. Now Noah Top, 30 feet out to Meyer, left corner. Goes baseline. Can't take it to the cup. Throws on the arc to Dosik. Cross-court pass. Low on the right. Intended for Grant Flora, the 6'3 senior. And the pass missed him.
Well, that's their fourth turnover, but they don't really have any live ball turnovers for baskets, so you can stand those.
Yep.
As long as you're not giving up points at the other end.
Right. And those dead ball mistakes don't hurt you nearly as much. Here's Rushi down the floor. On the run, Quinter. Down inside to Francis. He uses his height and lays it in off the backboard from about 5 feet away. Nicely done, Quinter and Francis. Rushi claws back within two. 12-10, a minute to go, first quarter. Checking a little too aggressively is Quinter on Rylan Paul. Foul on the Raiders, number three in the quarter, four on Botkin's. 64 ticks on the clock, 12-10. Botkin's in the lead, but two. Biggest lead, Trojans, was at 12-6. 30 feet away, it's Top. Top on the handoff to Flora, on the arc to Dosik. Screen set to Flora, Dosik uses it, guns it. Missed it off the flange. Long rebound way up in the air goes York for Rushi. Raiders can tie or take the lead. York with a head fake in the lane. Hesitates and pumps it in. A leader, a teardrop. Well done by York of Rushi. 6-0 run. Raiders to tie the game at 12. Half minute to go, opening quarter. Botkin's would elect to play for one here, I think. Rylan Paul on the bounce at midcourt. It was 12-6, Botkin's, with 2 minutes plus left in the quarter. Steal, midcourt, Rushi, live ball turnover. York takes it away, feeds Cordonier. Good! 8 seconds remaining. Rushi by two, down to four, three, Ryland Paul, great dish into the lane to Lenhart. Shot no good. Rebound Lenhart. Counts if it goes. No, it rolls off the rim. Botkin shooting and tough luck there. Rushi with eight in a row leads by two. We head to the second quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, a very good finish to the first quarter by Rushi, which reeled off eight in a row to come from 12-6 down to inch on top, 14-12 over the Botkins Trojans. Opening 10 seconds, second quarter. Ball thrown down inside by Rushi, intended on the play from Monin to Francis. And let's see, we've got a holding foul on the Botkins Trojans. Referees calling them close, away from the ball. Rushi up two, inbounds, left of the rim. Looking as Monin, high lob into the lane to York. Bobbled, caught it, missed it, it rolled off. Rebound to Herzog, back on the floor for the Trojans with two fouls. Left wing top, line drive, three ball. Boom, boom, Noah Top buries it. Three threes in this game for Botkins, 15-14. Trojans go up one, 7:27 to go, second quarter. Monin, midcourt, gives it up on the play to Jackson Grojean. High left to Cordonier. Deep left corner, it's Monin. Monin dribbling, trying to shake Lenhart. Monin, foul line extended left, gives it up to Cordonier. Dribble drive into the lane, spinning, turning, left-handed, good! 16-15, Rushiba one. Botkins on the attack, deep right corner top, spin move, gives it up on top to Herzog, and we've got a travel call on Botkins. Apparently Top shuffled a little bit, dragged the pivot foot, 1 point lead Rushi, 6:57 to go in quarter number two. And the Rushi Raiders have called a timeout, up one, a minute gone in the second on scorersbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hey, you better not search for the best morning breakfast any longer. The aroma of fresh eggs at cooking, hot coffee of percolating, are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main. Mm-mm-mm. Good cooking in the morning for breakfast. The Rushi Inn serves up the very best breakfast around. One of the only 5:30 a.m. breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 at the Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast. And don't forget, from 11 to 1, lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. Come back to live action. Botkins steals Rushi. And then Topps, quick trigger on the three, blocked out of bounds by Cordonier. 6:41 to go, second quarter, 16-15, Rushi on top by one. Here's Ryland Paul, top of the circle, on the bounce. Biggest lead in this game, Botkins, was once up a half dozen, 12-6. Outside the arc on the right, it is top, straight away Lenhart. Picked up on the play by Francis. Good overplay near side. Steal by Vince Porcher. Porcher scurries down the floor. Hits the trailer. Cordonier for three. For three. You can tell by the roar of the home crowd. He was on the money. Triple Cordonier. 19-15 Rushi. 6 minutes to go. Second quarter. Top of the circle, Dosik. Foul line for Botkins. Almost double dribbled. Hits a cutter. Baseline left. It's top. On the arc to Dosik. Shot fake. Into the lane. Stutter step. Double, but two taller players. Gives it up right corner. On the play to Lenhart. Through the lane area. Lenhart. Fadeaway shot. Short. No good. Rebound pinball to midcourt. And running it down is Ryland Paul for Botkins, which is down four. 5.5 to go. Second quarter. Paul dribbles to midcourt. Deals on the play to Dosik. Here comes the double team. They make Dosik get rid of it. On the play to Flora. He rolls to the basket. And he is fouled. Trying to lay it up. Left side of the rim. Good play. Heads up. But Dosik, he felt the double whammy. Gave it up to Grant Flora. He sprinted to the rim. Couple free throws for him. 19-15 Rushi. Foul shot. Yes. 19-16 Raiders, 5:25 to go in the second quarter. It was once 12-6 Botkins. Since that point in time, a nice run, 13-4 Barucci. Second free throw by Flora, no good, too hard. Rebound, pinballed, left corner, Botkins saves it. It goes to Dosik, head of the key. Quinter on Dosik, drive by Dosik, around Quinter. Hit the side of the backboard. No good. Good defense for Raiders. Rushi gobbled up the rebound. On a drive down the floor. Porcher's looking him go to work. Left-handed layup. Yes. What a play. Vince Porcher's like lightning. He zipped right through the middle of the Botkins D.
An athletic move. He was bumped off balance and still kept the shot.
Baseline left. Lenhart, awkward shot. Well defended by Rushi. Missed it badly. Loose ball rebounding foul on the Raiders. 21-16 Rushi. 4:48 to go here in the second quarter. They don't forget the Rushi Inn, as I was saying a moment ago. The popular inn thing for food out. The Rushi Inn. 101 East Main, Village of Rushi. Eat in or carry out the Rushi Inn. In Rushi. Terrific food. The breakfasts are amazing. Far left side of the floor. Trojans have it. Down five. And seeing an avenue to the rim is Noah Top. He blazed a trail from the left corner, took it to the rack, and he was walloped on the shoulder. Couple of free throws here for Top of Botkins, which is down five. Free throw by Top. Got it. 21-17. Rushi before. Important stretch here, I think, Chuck, for Botkins. Need to stay in touch within 2-3 possessions till halftime.
Oh, yeah. I think they need to be within five at the worst. But the way they're playing, they could also have a lead.
Both free throws by Noah Top. Dead center. 21-18. Rushi head to three. Felix Francis, top of the circle for Rushi. Nobody on him. Puts it on the deck. Takes it into the lane. Little turnaround. Right-hand hook. Off the rim, no good. Stick back by Francis is good. And here's pressure by Monin. Pressure by Monin. He causes a turnover by Botkins.
That's the eighth turnover on the Trojans now.
Rushi by five. 23-18. 4:10 to go here in the second. Quinter lobbing it out back on the play to Borchers. To Monin. Monin stops on a dime outside the lane on the left. Meets resistance from Dosik, who fouls him. Two fouls on Botkins in the quarter. Three on Rushi. 4:08 to go in the second period. Ball lobbed in below the rim to Quinter. Quinter going to work on the inside. A little head fake up. Good from 6 feet. Quinter hits for Rushi. Botkin's down 7. Raiders getting a lot of chippies around the rim. 3:59 to go, second quarter. 7-point lead, Rushi, on scorersbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
As we return to live action, Botkins throws it away. Quinter on a bust out. He's rolling down the floor, and he slammed down from behind while going to the rim. Rushi in the midst of a run, 19-6 over Botkins, once down by 6. Rushi is now up 7. Quinter fouled in the act of shooting. He's at the stripe for Rushi. High arching free throw off to the left.
He's missed 3 of them, and I'll tell you, it was like Rushi was in the Botkins huddle that time during that timeout. They ran that play, and Rushi had 2 guys waiting for it.
Raiders are getting one short shot after another. A lot of easy ones in the paint around the basket. Second free throw by Quinter up and good. 26-18. Rushi ahead by 8. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Important stretch here for Botkins. On the arc, it's Dosik. Hand off to Herzog. High right to top. Picked up by Francis. Top gives it up to Herzog, 25 feet away. Verdonja on Herzog. Tried to juke around him, couldn't do it. Fine D. Here's J.J. Meyer. Foul line, hemmed in. Left corner, Paul. Shoots a 3. Hit the corner of the backboard. Rebound easily grasped on the play by Rushi, which is in command at the moment, ahead by 8. 3 minutes to go till halftime. Right side, Monin. High lob on the inside. Intended on the play for Francis, and the official spotted holding by Botkins from the backside. Trojans had the steal, but the referee said, not on my watch.
J.J. Meyer came down to double down, and he hooked him as the pass was coming in.
Yep. Baseline right, York lobbing in, foul line to Francis. Now to Gradonier between the circles. Picked up by Lenhart, coming out to catch is York. York tries to turn the corner, can't do it. Gives it up deep left corner to Monin. Out high to York, into the lane to Gradonier, double teamed. Feeds Francis straight away for a triple. No good. Hit the flange. Long rebound to Francis. Francis out of control in the lane. Bodies fly. Offensive foul. 2 minutes, 39 seconds to go in the first half. Rushi gets a stop right there. Empty possession by the Raiders. Trojans needed that. Down 8, though. 26-18 after leading 12-6. Herzog on the floor for Botkins, along with Lenhart, top, Paul, and Dosik. Brogine, Gordonier, York, Monin, Borchers out there for Rushi. Herzog at midcourt. Dribble drive, baseline right, spin move in the lane, awkward layup, over his shoulder.
Wow.
He's got it.
What a
Herzog
tough shot.
Beat Gordonier one-on-one.
Tough shot right there.
26-20. The lead is 6. for Rushi. Had been 26-18, biggest of this game. Here's Borcher straight away, shot fake to the elbow. Gives it to Grosjean for three. Long one, it hit the heel. Kick way out to Borchers. Borchers dives into the paint. Off balance, banked it in! Amazing fadeaway by Borchers. Outside the left lane line. 28-20 in favor of Rushi. Here's Botkins to the rack. Oh, what a move! Noah Topp plays to trail along the boundary below the hoop and scored. Big answer by Botkins, 28-22. Rushi in the lead, holding foul 20 feet away on Topp, who went for the steal.
I think that'll be the second. They're going to shoot two now.
Yep, 15 foul on Botkins. Pair of free throws here for Monin of Rushi, best free throw shooter on the team. Right around 75% is Braden Monin at the stripe for the Raiders this season. Free throw by Monin on the way. Got it. 29-22. Rushi at the 7. 1:31 left to go here in the second quarter. Rushi led 26-18 by 8 a minute ago. Raiders try to restore the 8-point cushion, and they do. Monin pops in both foul shots. 30-22 in the lead is Rushi. Token pressure, backcourt. Monin on Dosik, who stops his dribble, fires it up ahead to Paul. Ball breaks contain, feeds baseline left to Lenhart. Overshoots a 10-footer. Rushi's got the board. Here comes the cavalry down the floor. The white jerseys march to the top of the circle. Borcher shot fake on the arc to York for three. Bingo! Bingo! 11-point lead opened up by Rushi. 33-22. A minute to go, second quarter. Dosik on the arc, double teamed. Gives it up to Herzog in the right corner. Another double team. Pass on the play to Dosik. Back to Herzog for three. Deep right corner, and he bangs it in.
Boy, that was huge.
That was huge. 33-25. Rushi, after the Raiders had gone ahead 33-22 with 45 seconds to go in the half. Here's Monin in the left corner for Rushi, which leads by 8. 27 seconds to go. Lenhart on Borchers. Top of the circle. Ball fed on the play. Is that Dominic Francis? And now who's on the floor?
Yep, he checked in for Grosjean.
Dominic Francis out there now for the Rushi Raiders. We're down to 8 seconds to go in the first half. Rushi up by 8. Foul line, Cordonier on the arc to Borchers. 4 to play. Here's York for 3, a long one. It's online. Short, no good. Rebound is in. It beat the buzzer, but Rushi fouled. Raiders fouled to get the loose ball. And if it's the fifth, is that a shooting situation?
Yes.
Oh, what a turn of events. What a turn of events. Rebound basket by Rushi disallowed. A foul on the Raiders clearing out. And at the other end, two free throws from Colin Dosik. He was manhandled down around the basket on the stick back for the Raiders. And a couple of shots here, but Dosik could shave this Raiders lead down to 6, but he misfires too hard. Dosik again to cut it to 7. Yep, he's got it. Halftime score, Rushi 33, Botkins 26 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one. And he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
And we welcome you back here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Rushi Gym. 33-26 Raiders in the lead over Botkins. It's our halftime break brought to you by J&J Brodigan in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
Well, it's 11-10 rebounding advantage to the Raiders. 4-3 on the offensive boards. The Trojans have done a nice job neutralizing the backboard in that area. The Trojans turned it 9 times in the first half. The Raiders only turned it once. 4 of 6 for the free throw line for the Trojans. The Raiders 3 of 6. Individual scoring for Botkins. They were led by Herzog, who had to sit quite a bit with 2 fouls. He had 7. They got 6 from Noah Taub off the bench. 5 from Paul. 4 from Dosik. And 2 each from Lenhart and Flora. They scored 12 and 14, 26 for the first half. Rushi led by Braylon Cordonier with 7. Then they got 6 each from Borchers and Monin. They got 5 each from York and Quinter and 4 from Francis. They scored 14 and 19 and lead at 33-26 at the half.
7-point lead for the Rushi Raiders. Biggest spread in this game was 8, 26-18, with 2:30 left to go in the second quarter. Botkins, with a little over 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, was in front by a 12-6 count. Rushi came close to pushing this out to a double-digit lead at the halftime break. In fact, with under a minute to go in the first half, very briefly, Rushi was in front by a score of 33-22.
Right.
Fortunately, the Trojans did tally the final 4 points of the second quarter. That is our halftime report brought to you by J&J Brodigan in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. It is 33-26 Rushi at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Broadagum. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Broadagum has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Broadagum can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Broadagum has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Broadagum also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Broadagum. Yes, Broadagum, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Broadagum, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Broadagum.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at the Rushi Gym. Raiders lead the Trojans by 7, 33-26, a minute away from the start of our third quarter. A number of close-in shots made by Rushi in this game. Some real good half-court sets by the Raiders. And a couple steals, live ball turnovers. Defense fueling offense. Rushi getting it done. Once led by 11, it's 7 here at halftime. A number of standout Wisebridge defensive plays by Rushi. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, so many thanks to Francis Manufacturing in Rushi here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Francis Manufacturing creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Francis Manufacturing produces castings nationwide that demand perfection. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long time. Francis Manufacturing in Arushi. Proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScorersBroadcast.com to promote them. Third quarter opens up with a hard-nosed drive to the basket by Jordan Herzog of Bodkins. He barges right down the left lane line. He's crowded while going up to shoot. He's at the stripe, and he swishes the free throw. Overlapping two quarters now, Bodkins has struck for five straight points.
They have, and that 11-point lead, if that would have pushed up, I think it might have been the end of the game. They got back in it. That's also the third foul on Francis.
Second free throw, no good, too hard. Missed it. Yep, Bodkins has not shot free throws as well as the Trojans would have liked. Keep in mind, Dosik missed one after time expired there at the end of the second quarter. He made one of two. Here, Herzog goes one of two. Here's a long three from the left flank by Borchers of Rushi. Way short. Rebound ricochets long to Quinter. Fadeaway foul line jumper. Bingo! He's got it. 35-27, Rushi by 8.
This is the best we've seen Hayden Quinter shoot the ball in games we've been at for about a month.
7-10 left to go, third quarter, baseline right, Linhart behind him to Paul for 3. No good, off the heel. Wow! Skying up and over everybody was Vince Borchers. He is playing one heck of a game for the Raiders here tonight. Foul called on Bodkins, and Rushi will play it in, leading by 8, 35-27. Bodkins had cut it to 6, 33-27, with just over 7 to go in the third. And now Rushi attacks, trying to push the advantage to 10 or 11. Quinter, top of the circle, nudges his way down the foul line. Turnaround, jump shot, 12-footer, yes, Quinter. Wow, spot on. Two big field goals for Hayden Quinter as he takes this game on one-on-one, and he stretches Rushi's lead back out to 10. Timeout Bodkins, 6:36 to go in the third. Raiders on top, 37-27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
A couple of big field goals by Hayden Quinter. Last one was a dandy. He powered his way into the lane. Good head fake. Shot fake. Rose up, faded back. Nailed the jumper right below the foul stripe. And that field goal lifted Rushi to a 10-point spread, 37-27. Big possession here for Bodkins, which strolls to midcourt in the person of Herzog. Outside the arc to Dosik, to Herzog, baseline right against Cordonier. Cutting to the lane, down the middle is Linhart. The pass is on the floor. Rushi pries it loose. Here come the Raiders. Porcher straight away. Right flank, Monin around Linhart. Oh, what a drive! Woo! What a play by Braden Monin. Boy, he skidded along the right baseline. Beat his man to the punch. 12-point game. Foul at midcourt. Over guarding on Rushi.
Good effort. You're never going to give a kid a bad time when he tries to make a steal like that.
39-27. 5:54 to go in the third. Biggest difference in this game. Raiders by a dozen. Far side of the floor. Dosik inbounding. Looks. Goes to Paul in the corner. Picked up by Borchers. Dosik between circles. Hand off Herzog. Ball given up to Dosik. Around Monin to the foul line. Doesn't shoot. Herzog flips it off left corner. It is Dosik 25 feet away to Paul. Dribbling. Botkins on the perimeter still. Foul line. Eli Pitts is checked in. 5'11 freshman. And what do we have? A Botkins drive down the left lane line. Hooking foul against Rushi. Ball out of bounds to Botkins. Very good JV player on the floor now for the Trojans. 5'11 Frosch. Eli Pitts. Ball inbounded to Paul by Dosik. Paul doesn't shoot. Oh, very errant pass by Herzog. Right to Quinter. Quinter barrels down the floor. And holding is Botkins, denying the layup. Oh, and they're giving Rushi two free throws.
I think that's a correct call because you foul him. And he, even if he's behind the backboard, if he's throwing the ball up like a shot, you got to call it.
And Dosik went after Quinter hard to try to get the ball out of bounds foul, a common personal. It did not work. And Quinter sinks the free throw. Good quarter for Quinter. Lead expands to 40-27 for Rushi. 5:17 left to go here in the third. That was simply a blown offensive possession by Botkins, which made a terrible pass. Quinter again. It is lipping the rim. No. Herzog jerks down the rebound. Botkins needs points behind the 13. Ryland Paul baseline left against Grojean. In the corner, Dosik. On the arc to Meyer. Back to Dosik. Three try. Deep left corner. It's in and out. No good. Ryland Paul can't reel in the rebound. Out of bounds to the Raiders.
Nice box out by Grojean that time.
Shot, but Dosik was below the rim. It was underneath the iron. Might even have tickled the twine a little bit. Didn't go in. Snapped out. And as Chuck noted, good box out by the Raiders, who come up the floor leading by 13, 4:54 to go here in the third quarter. Quinter dribbling, out of control, bodies fly, defensive foul, Botkins. It's not the call that Botkins wanted. Could have been a travel, could have been a charge, could have been a block. It goes against Botkins.
I think Quinter, he initiated the contact. I think that probably was a block or mostly a travel.
Quinter shoots two. First one is short. 40-27, Rushi. 4:49 to go third quarter. Botkins being stymied at the offensive end. Rushi's defense slowly taking this game over. Foul shot by Quinter. Yes, sir. Quinter gets a break. Good third quarter for him. Perdondra back in. 41-27 in favor of Rushi. 4:49 to go in the third. Oh, here's pressure. 10 guys in backcourt. It is flipped into Paul. Paul quickly racing down the floor. Goes below the rim. The top. Tops below the basket. Shot blocked. Taken away by the Raiders. They cram top from the rear. He got too far underneath the glass. Rushi took it away. Raiders up 14. Rushi's defense has been stellar ever since the late part of the first quarter. Here's a three ball left wing by Cordonier. He air balls it. Push off on the rebound. York beat his man to the position and drew the foul from Botkins. Ball out of bounds to Rushi. Baseline right. Raiders up 14. 41-27. 4:17 to go, third quarter. Throwing in his Borchers on the arc to Monin. Straight away York. Back to Monin. Fakes left, goes right. One in pass to Borchers in the corner. Skip pass, way cross court to Grojean. To Monin. Timeout. Spencer Cordonier, head coach Raiders, who lead by 14, 4:02 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Hey, don't forget now, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie has been doing business for over 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Deb Gubo, owner and stylist. Other stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. It's the family styling salon for mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. Rushi with possession, nearly an over and back, saved on the play by York. 3:40 left to go, third quarter. York probes the middle in the lane. Turnaround shot, hacked on the play by Botkins. Fouls mounting against the Trojans, who are down 14 with 3:45 left in the third.
Yeah, the 50-50 calls have pretty much all gone Rushi's way here, especially in the third quarter.
I would say so. Open Monday through Saturday, Cutaway Styling Salon. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Free throw by Benjamin York is right down through the can. Second one, swish, through the cylinder as well. And Botkins is down by 16 points, 43-27. Meyer in the forecourt for the Trojans. Telegraph pass picked off by Quinter. Quinter goes the length. Got it for two. 45-27. 18-point lead, Rushi.
12-1 here in the quarter.
Botkins can't find a way to get the ball in the net. Herzog, Dipsy Doo in the lane. There we go. Herzog up and under. Nice shot. Foul. And it counts. Free throw coming. Mark it down. Rushi gone ahead 45-27 with 3:20 to go in the third. Tell you what, Chuck, Rushi has really anticipated Botkins' passes. Looks like these two teams know each other pretty well.
Yeah, they kind of know. If you call an offense, I think you kind of know what the play is.
Three-point play by Herzog. Foul shot good, 45-30 Raiders. And it's been a very poor third quarter for Botkins. If the Trojans lose this game, they can look back at period number three and say, hey, that's where we gave it away. Give Rushi credit. Raiders have been on. Oh, high, low. Cordonier, Quinter, yes. Easy deuce. What a delivery by Cordonier.
It's just somebody new every time we watch him play. Yeah. Somebody new.
Here's Ryland Paul. He blitzes a trail down the floor. Driving left-hand layup. Crammed. Blocked out of bounds by the Raiders.
My goodness. Quinter scores on one end and comes down, blocks a shot on the other.
Hayden Quinter, heck of a game. Inbounded to Herzog, baseline left. 47-30, Rushi. Here's a poor pass to Dosik. Knocked away by Monin. He's on the deck. Flips it to Quinter. Quinter down the floor in the paint. On the arc to Monin for three. No good. Hit the back iron, sprayed into the corner. Rebound down to top of Botkins. 17-point lead in favor of Rushi. Dosik slips a man in the middle. Hooks it off on the plate of Pitts. Reverse layup. Good. And a foul on the Raiders. 47-32. Rushi. 2:22 to go here in the third. Like the looks of Eli Pitts off the bench, Chuck.
Yeah. I've watched him all year in the JV games. The kid's a player.
Left-hander, free throw, shy of the mark, no good. Rebound to Monin. Backcourt to Borchers. Five team fouls each way. Final 2 minutes, 10 seconds, third quarter. Top of the circle, York. Left side pass for Donier. Goes to the post down low on the left. It's wide of the mark. Picked off by Botkins. Here come the Trojans. Forecourt left on the arc. It is Dosik. Dosik glides through the lane. Handoff on the plate of Pitts. Nice delivery. Pitts fouled in the act of shooting with the body. Pitts at the stripe for Botkins, which is down 15, 47-32, a minute 54 to go, third quarter. Free throw by Pitts, way short.
That was the fourth foul on Hayden Quinter.
Watch Botkins at the stripe, Chuck. Not good enough.
Well, they got two for three, so they're 6 for 9, 6 for 10 right now.
Second free throw by Pitts. On the way, got it. 47-33, one of two at the stripe for Pitts. On several occasions, Botkins has split two free throws, a miss a make. Here is Rushi attacking up 14. Been hit by as many as 18. Verdonier high left to Grosjean. Right corner, Monin. Monin through the top of the circle. Gives it to York. Ball pops off his shoulder. He tracks it down. Minute 26 to go, third quarter. York shakes a man into the lane. Late dish to Verdonier. The ball slipped out of his hand. Hit the glass, went to Herzog. Up the court to Pitts. High left, it's Dosik. Steps inside the arc. Goes to the rack. Wrap around pocket pass to Herzog. Layup, good, and a foul. Here come the Trojans back to 12.
Yeah, there's no quit in these kids, I'll tell you that. They're a very, very well-coached team, and you can see it in the way they play the game.
So well done by Colin Dosik. He passed up it. Had a couple looks. Rushi jumped at him, and Dosik kept on driving toward the basket and made a nifty wraparound pass to Herzog, who converted, but he misfired at the free throw line. 12-point game, Marushi, 47-35, 60 seconds to go, third quarter. York's got the ball 25 feet away, straight on Grosjean. Thought about the 30-footer, didn't partake. Gave it up near side to Borchers. Dukes right, left, into the lane, doesn't shoot. On top to York, into the post, Cordonier, back to the basket. Feeds York for three, and before the shot's taken, a delayed call down in the lane area. Defensive against Botkins. Looked like a no-call flop to me, Chuck.
It was either a charge. I'm not sure, but that's Herzog's fourth foul.
Huh. And because it's the fifth on Botkins, Cordonier shoots two, and he drains it. Big swing right there. 48-35. Rushi, 43.9 to go here in the third quarter. Rushi Raiders have been splendid. Slow start out of the gate. Botkins led 12-6 ever since that point in time. Rushi has been on the attack offensively and defensively. Terrific performance tonight. Both free throws, Cordonier, are pure. Trickling right down through the nylon. 49-35, Rushi by 14. Dosik has two men hovering over him in the lane. Gives it up to top. Hand off to Flora. Dosik, a marked man tonight. Raiders have white shirts spying on him at every turn. Dosik into the lane, and he's hipped on the play by a defender. Sixth foul on Rushi. And two free throws are coming here for Dosik of the Trojans. 17.8 to go, third quarter. Dosik drains the foul shot. 49-36.
Colin hit a three early in the first quarter, and he's only scored two more points from the free throw line.
He has been stalled out, as I noted a moment ago. Raiders have spied on him all evening. Two free shots, good, but Dosik, 12-point game was 18. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Monin, deep right corner to Francis, to Monin. Five to play. Outside the arc. Dribbling. It's Monin. 35-footer. Way off to the left. No good. Third quarter closes. Rushi 49. Botkins 37. On scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
49-37 Rushi as we start the fourth. Trojans ranked up 11 threes in the first meeting. They made 11 of them. How many for Bodkins tonight, Chuck, from behind the arc?
Well, they had two, four. They've only got four.
There you go.
None in the second half.
Big difference in this game. Rushi guarding the three line extremely well. And Ryland Ball and Colin Dosick combined. How many points for the two?
They got 11, and J.J. Meyer has not gotten a shot.
There you go. The three guards, three starting perimeter guys for Bodkins, 11 total. Right away, as we start the fourth quarter, fine post-up move. Aiden Winter goes down inside, and Braylon Cordonier flips him a pass spot on, low post left, back to the basket. Quinter forces his way to the rim and banks it down from 3 feet away. A gimme. Herzog triple on top for Bodkins. Head of the key. No good. Off the heel. Rebounding foul on Bodkins.
So we're back to 0-0, so it's out of bounds.
51-37. Rushi in the lead with 14. Biggest lead was 45-27 with 3:20 left to go third quarter. Bodkins did whittle it down to 12 at the end of three. Rushi in charge by 14. We played 45 seconds here in the fourth. Oh, it's Monin. Little shake and bake from the left corner. Outstanding baseline drive. Braden Monin whistles around his man and scores a big bucket. And Bodkins has got to have a timeout. Rushi whipping the Trojans with that quick burst to the rim. 7:08 to go in the game. 16-point lead Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Serving this region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the whole area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Here is Bodkins after the timeout. Good drive to the rim. Herzog on the curl move to the basket for a field goal. And it's 53-39 in favor of Rushi. And the Raiders try to make a drive from the right corner of the floor. Bodkins shuts it off, and it is ruled offensive. Foul on the home team.
That was a correct call. I mean, Felix Francis tried to take the baseline, and he just ran over top of him.
Well, here we go. Critical stage of this game. Rushi will defend full court style. Pressure applied. Wet spot being mopped up on the floor. 6:38 to go in the fourth. 53-39 Rushi.
You got four fouls on Herzog for Bodkins and for Rushi. You've got four on Francis and four on Quinter.
Once again, you better stop by Barker Insurance. That's at Route 25A, north of Sydney, south of Ann on Route 25A, just north of I-75. Barker Insurance, or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, just north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, that's for sure. And we've got a foul on Herzog of Botkins as he forces his way into the left corner. Offensive foul. Is that five on him, Chuck?
He's out. That was a tough one, boy. That was it looked like a block to me, but that was his fifth.
Bang, bang, 50-50 call. It goes against the Trojans, and Herzog sits. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth. Gordonier loses man top of the circle. Dashes down the right lane line to the cup. It's a two-pointer. 55-39, Rushi. Coming right back is top. Top in the right corner for Botkins. And he slices up the Rushi defense into the paint. Fouled. Awarded two shots. He was going up with the leader. Couple of free throws here for Noah top of Botkins, which is down to 16, 55-39. Chuck, the easy baskets Rushi's gotten tonight, what, 10?
Oh.
Right around the basket?
Easy, yeah. I mean, just for the fact, I mean, they, off of rebounds, off of steals, yeah, and running their offense.
Top at the stripe, aims, shoots, hits, got a pair, two in a row, but top, 55-41. Rushi by 14, 5:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. Monin over the timeline. Right corner, Borchers. Straight away, York. York lost the ball, got it back, fed it to Monin. Baseline drive, extended an arm. Yep, that's the correct call. Offensive. Tell you what, Chuck, I will say this. If Rushi lost some focus late in the game against Anna, the Raiders are mighty, mighty focused here tonight.
Yeah, they are. They're playing very well, but they got too many offensive fouls.
Timeout called. 5:37 to go. Fourth quarter. Botkins ball when we return. 14-point game. Rushi on top on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
And welcome back here to the Rushi Gym. Botkins Trojans trail the Raiders by 14. Big possession here for Botkins after the Rushi charge. Boy, Rushi Raiders have done one heck of a job on the Botkins guards, who scored a grand total of 33 points among them. Dosik, Paul, and Meyer in the first meeting. Not tonight.
They had 11 tonight. You can add three to Pitts, who came in and took Meyer's spot for quite a bit there in the third quarter.
Yep, that's still, what, almost 20 points short of their production in game one. Here's a baseline drive to Dosik. Far left corner, Paul. Paul scoots through the lane, doesn't shoot. Oh, passes on the play to Meyer. What a dish. Great drive, J.J. Meyer. Flipped one in off the glass. Outstanding dish on the play by Ryland Paul. Meyer on the finish as he spurted to the basket. 55-43, Botkins down 12, 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. York top of the circle, right wing to Cordonier, on top to Monin, steps inside the arc, doesn't shoot. Straight away, Cordonier. Ball thrown low post right to York, good overplay by Botkins. Ball's loose in the right corner, Rushi mishandles, out of bounds to the Trojans. Botkins with an opportunity here, 4:46 to go in the fourth. Rushi trailed 12-6 late in the opening quarter. Rushi has controlled this game ever since, up by as many as 18. Trojans need a bevy of threes down the stretch. Here's Ryland Paul, 25 feet away, picked up on the play by York. Oh, a bad pass, telegraph. Bust out the other way by Francis. He missed the triple. Francis at the rim, a gimme. Poor pass by Botkins. Rushi failed to convert. Botkins gets a reprieve.
Yeah, they got a break there.
Still a 12-point contest, 4:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ryland Paul straight away to top. Far right wing, it is Dosick, shot fake. Gives it to top in the corner, goes baseline. Back to Dosick. Trojan trying to free three-point shooters. Dosick in the lane, off-balance 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Rushi. Rushi's defense has forced Botkins' gunners off the three-point arc. That's the way it's gone all night long. Rushi's defense has dictated this game. Offensive foul on Borchers. He fended off a man wearing black. Head coach Spencer Cordonier says to his player, what for? Well, we've had empty possession after empty possession.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Cordonier, he just didn't hold his position that time setting the screen.
3:45 to go here in the fourth. Here's a drive, a nifty one down the lane. Oh, he flipped it up backwards. Dosick scores for Botkins. Beautifully done. 55-45. 10-point contest. Rushi attacks. Monin straight away. 4 team fouls on Rushi. 2 on Botkins. 3:21 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Far right wing. It's Monin. Fakes left, goes right. Gives it up to Francis. Between the rings, Cordonier. Rushi tries to milk the clock and put it in the deep freeze and shoot layups or free throws. We near the 3-minute mark. York at the timeline, over guarding on the play but top, but before he commits the foul, Rushi barks out a timeout. And the Raiders are given it. It'll be Rushi's ball when we come back. 55-45 Raiders, 3:13 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
What a savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. 15% off on everything. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. How about Century Hand Tools, for example? Made in America hand tools. Lifetime warranty. Can't beat that. Century Hand Tools, 15% off. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Plus, kitchen cabinets, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. After a Rushi turnover, over and back, driving layup of Botkins is no good. It hit the rim, bounced away, big miss. Rushi's got the ball, and let's see, we've got a clock malfunction, I think.
We forgot to start it.
Scoreboard reads 2:35 to go here in the fourth. Rushi up 10, 55-45. Nobody scored in probably two and a half minutes. And we have a delay to fix the clock. As I was saying, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Great savings, 15% off on everything. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. 2 minutes, 35 seconds to go in the fourth, according to the clock at the moment. Maybe less than that when it gets revised. It is Rushi ball up 10, 55-45.
They didn't change anything at all.
Nope. Clock was not modified. Ball goes to Borchers in backcourt. Meyer on him like glue. Myers uses an arm to separate. No call. Hand off to Francis, top of the key. 2:24 to go in the game. Chasing is Botkins, and stealing is Meyer. Meyer blitzes down the floor. Good for two. 8-point game. Rushi'd better run offense and attack the basket. They've been a little lackadaisical. Fumbled the ball last trip. And Meyer got a run out the other way. Oh, is Rushi bailed out. Rushi bailed out. A drive by Borchers down the lane. Left it short near the rim. Foul backside on Botkins. Chuck, did you have a good look?
Yeah. Boy, I don't know if you call it right there. He's throwing the ball up over his head. I'm not sure you bail him out with a call.
Botkins will shoot two free throws. Rushi will shoot two free throws. Scoreboard reads, back to 2:35 to go.
Right. We just saw Amber Cardano, the AD, just went. So the clock is not, even when they turn it on, it's not running.
Well, one scoreboard has been wiped clean. The scoreboard to her right is the one that is functioning. 2:04 to go in the game. 56-47 in favor of Rushi. Botkins had clawed within 8 points, Chuck, and Rushi bailed out. Borderline two-shot foul call. Borchers rim the second one. Oh, it stays in. Danced all around. 10-point game, 57-47. Botkins had cut an 18-point deficit down to 8. Long three by Meyer, 30-footer, no good. Hit the rim, sprayed to the corner. Rebound down to Francis Arushi. Backcourt to Gordonier. Up ahead to Borchers. Down inside to Francis. Layup, yes. That's teamwork right there. Francis got the gimme. Chris passing by Arushi, which leads by 12, 59-47. 92 seconds to go in the game. Backdoor cut, Botkins, Kosick, Paul threw it, too high, out of bounds.
It's really hard to keep coming back and coming back, especially against a team with this many athletes.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. Rushi, so athletic, all the way down through the roster, 1 through 15.
Yeah, they can play a lot of guys. I mean, it's amazing.
So quick, so long, so lean, they all handle the ball. Impressive defensively, offensively. They make just enough threes. Free throw shooting improving over the course of the year. 123, 122 to go in the game. Rushi up the floor. Francis, nobody guards him. He's pushed from behind. He broke to the rim, scored, but it's negated. Foul at the free throw line as he was slipping down the lane. And that is the fourth foul on Botkins. Rushi ball out of bounds, a minute 20 to go. Quinter will throw it in, baseline right of the rim. 59-47 in favor of Rushi. Botkins had shaved this thing down to 55-47. It was 45-27 at one point. Bad inbounds pass by Rushi. Rolls down the floor. Top garners it. On top to J.J. Meyer. Three ball. Bullseye. J.J. Meyer off the screen. Zeroes in from 26 feet. Might have been the longest shot of the night. 59-50. Rushi. 70 ticks to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, it's Rushi basketball. Excuse me. The Raiders have got to go the length of the floor. They'll inbound it down to her left. Bodkins defending, 10 players in backcourt, 9-point game, 59-50 in favor of Rushi. It's entered to Quinter. He's bear-hugged on the play by Lennart, and Quinter will go to the stripe shooting two. 68 seconds to go, fourth quarter.
Hayden's had a good game, but he's 2-4. He is only 3-for-8 from the free throw line.
59-50 in favor of Rushi. Raiders seemingly had this thing salted away, 45-27, with just over 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Bodkins, though, has hung around, nitty-gritty performance by Bodkins, which got it to 8 at one point. And Quinter is no good again, 3-for-9 at the stripe.
He's got 17 points, and he's 3-for-9 from the free throw line.
Second shot by Quinter on the way. He pumps it up and in. 60-50. Rushi by 10. 1:08 to go here in this game. Inbounded to Dosik. Dosik left-hand dribble up and over the timeline. Gets a screen. Here comes the double. Hand off to Meyer. Meyer loose down the lane.
Pass.
Bounce pass is a pocket-style throw on the play to Lenhart. Low in the right. Lenhart caught it. And somebody grabbed him around the waist from the rear. Foul against Rushi.
It's on Francis. That's his fifth.
Francis is fouled out. A couple of free throws here for Lenhart and Bodkins, which is down by 10, 60-50. 58.9 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rushi Raiders, after a slow start, have dominated since late first quarter action and built the lead to 18 with 3 to go in the third. Lenhart shooting 2 for Bodkins, and it's good. 60-51. Rushi on top by 9.
Russell's only got 3 points tonight, but I'll tell you what, he has been a bear pounding against some of these Rushi kids.
Both free throws by Lenhart are perfect. 60-52, Rushi by 8. Mon in backcourt gives it to York. Bodkins has to foul. Middle of the floor, it is Monin to Borchers. Right corner, Grojean. Free man Monin, who catches cross court. 43 seconds to go. Here's Gordonier. Leaping catch by Borchers. Foul by J.J. Meyer with 40.2 to go in the fourth quarter. 60-52. Raiders Borchers will shoot a pair. Again, Rushi has dictated this game. Its defense has fueled offense. Everybody contributing nicely for Rushi. Vince Borchers at the free throw line here, Chuck, has played exceptionally well tonight.
He's played a great floor game, and he's probably, I don't keep individual rebounding, he's got to be in the 7 or 8 rebounding range.
9-point game, 61-52. Borchers again, yep, 62-52. Raiders by 10, 38 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Dosik loops it near side to Top. Top will fire from 3. No good. Off the flange. Long rebound. Reaching up to Spirit is, guess who? Vince Borchers of Rushi. Fouled is Borchers. Couple more free throws coming. 10-point contest. 29.8 remaining.
J.J. Yep. Meyer coming out. He had a 7-point fourth quarter. He hadn't scored till the fourth quarter.
And he dropped home 7 in the fourth. Bodkins really gave a good account of itself from the 3-minute mark in the third down to the 3-minute mark here in the fourth over the next 8-9 minutes from that spot late in the third quarter. As Bodkins mounted a comeback, cut away at the 18-point deficit, snipped it down to 8. It's now 11. Rushi makes 1 of 2 free throws. Here's Paul on the arc, up and down. Wanted to shoot the 3. Quinter smothered him, and that's the way it's gone all night. The defense by Rushi on the arc has been terrific.
Yeah, and I guarantee you they worked all week on it in practice.
Yep.
And if he would have shot that, I think the ball would have gone over our head on the block.
Yeah, Quinter was going to smack that one to the rafters. Here is Rushi down the floor, inbounding, pressure by Bodkins, backward spinning layup by Cordonier is good, and it's 65-52, Rushi. 11 seconds to go. Cross-court pass to Paul. intercepted by Quinter, and Quinter will dribble out the final 3 seconds. There it is, all over. Rushi takes a one-game lead over Botkins in the Shelby County Athletic League, winning tonight 65-52. Outcome really not in doubt. Once we got to the midway part of that third quarter, Rushi pulled ahead up to 218. Botkins scrapped back. It was a resilient effort by the Trojans who shaved this thing down to 8. But Rushi withstands the Botkins rally, and the Raiders deliver for the home crowd a nice 13-point triumph, 65-52. Rushi had won earlier this week over Fairlawn, a loss last Friday 1 week ago tonight at Anna by a score of 52-48. That was a 4-point contest tonight, a 13-point win. Fine performances all night long by Vince Borchers and Hayden Quinter of the Rushi Raiders. They made one Wise Bridge play after another. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Congrats to Quinter and Borchers of Rushi. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wise Bridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
13-point win by the Raiders. We'll return to close it out in just a few minutes. 65-52, Rushi over Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone,
Dale,
Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Foul trouble for Jordan Herzog tonight for Botkins. That was a key.
And he had 15 points.
Oh, nice night for him, despite the foul problem.
Yep.
15 big ones for Herzog. Rushi put a lot of emphasis defensively on guarding Meyer and Paul and Dosik on the arc.
Absolutely.
They combined for 33 points in the first meeting. Didn't come close to that here tonight, and that was the difference in the game as I saw it, plus Quinter and Borchers were sparkling for the Rushi Raiders.
They were terrific, and Botkins made 1-3 in the second half, 1-3. I guarantee you that that was their point of emphasis, Rushi, saying, if they're going to get 11 on us again, we're in trouble, and they would have been.
Right, Botkins drilled home 11, as you noted,
yep,
in that first meeting between the two. Chuck, a look at the scoring and highlight our Clancy's Award winners.
Well, 24-12 rebounding advantage for Rushi and 6-3 on the offensive boards. Falling off the tear here. 13 of 18 shooting free throws for the Trojans. 14 of 22 for Rushi. Neither one fabulous. Botkins turned the ball over 18 times. They were led by Jordan Herzog with 15. Then they got 8 each from Top and Colin Dosick. They got 7 from J.J. Meyer, all in the fourth quarter. And 5 from Rylan Paul, 3 from Eli Pitts off the bench. Grant Flora had a 2. On the other side, Rushi was led by Hayden Quinter with 18. They got 13 from Cordonier and 11 from Monin, 9 from Borcher, 7 from York, and 6 from Francis. That is really balanced. A lot of scoring. We're going to go with Herzog as the player of the game for Botkins. On the other side, I break it down. It's going to be Quinter and York.
You know, Chuck,
I'm sorry, Quinter and Monin.
You know, Chuck, that's the way it's been all year long. Francis averages 9, Quinter 9, Monin 11, York a dozen, Cordonier 10, Borchers 6.5, and balance, balance, balance. Tough to beat that kind of distribution.
Well, they scored 14 points in the first quarter. 6 kids scored. And that's what they've done all year. They share it. Nobody cares. Tonight it was Hayden Quinter. He was hot, so they got him the ball. The other nights it's been Monin, it's been Francis, it's been York. It doesn't matter. Somebody's going to have a good game offensively for them.
I don't know how many times you've said this year when we covered Rushi with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter, you've announced, oh, that's the 6th player to score for the Raiders, and we're still not through the first 8 minutes yet.
And that's amazing. I mean, I coached a long time, and you just don't see that kind of balance on teams that often. And but boy, that it's a good basketball team. They withstood a good charge by Botkins, and they knew they were going to get it. And I think that you say this, and sometimes I disagree, but I think you're right. I think that Anna loss kept them from panicking when Botkins started coming back on them, and they this time they held their ground compared to what they did at Anna last Friday.
And before we go to Clancy's again, your Clancy's Award winners are
Jordan Herzog for the Trojans, and on the other side is Hayden Quinter and Braden Mullen.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Welcome back to the Rushi Gym. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Looking over schedules, I see a typo. Rushi plays Fort Loramie here next Friday, then goes to Marion Local on Saturday. The schedule printed off the SCAL website is mistaken. It's got Rushi playing Fort Loramie twice away.
Nah, they shouldn't have to do that.
That is incorrect. Rushi, with 2 more games left, if the Raiders defeat Fort Loramie, Here next Friday night, Rushi will secure the Shelby County Athletic League title. With the win tonight over Botkins, Rushi now 10-1 on the year in the SCAL. Botkins drops to 9-2. Botkins is home with Anna next Friday, and Botkins would need to win that to latch on to second place in the final standings. If Anna can turn the tables on Botkins next Friday at Botkins, then Anna and Botkins would finish tied, 3 losses each in the SCAL. Gets no easier for Botkins on the road at Lammas Shawnee tomorrow night, home with Anna next Friday at New Knoxville next Saturday. Rushi, let me correct myself. I said earlier tonight that Rushi was on the road at Fort Loramie next Friday. Rushi's home with Fort Loramie next Friday at Marion Local on Saturday. Botkins now 9-2 in the league, 14-5 overall. Rushi Raiders 10-1 in the SCAL, 19-1 on the season with 2 games remaining for the Raiders. Our next broadcast tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com from Anna. Versailles Tigers, Anna Rockets in a Midwest Athletic Conference Shelby County Athletic League contest. Airtime about a quarter of 7 or so. 7:15 tip or thereabouts. It's Anna and Versailles tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com. And then from Fort Loramie on Tuesday, Marion Local Girls, Fort Loramie Girls, on the air 6:45 on Tuesday night. Chuck really enjoyed it.
It was fun. I mean, I came in here excited about this game, and it didn't let us down. I mean, Rushi did jump out. They had an 18-point lead at one point. But, and you're right, even when they were coming back, you didn't have a feeling they were going to come all the way back. But they played really hard. They played really hard, and they can be proud.
Yep. No doubt. No doubt about it. This Rushi team will have to be reckoned with in the Boys Division IV state tournament. That is for sure. A loser last year to Richmond Heights in the state semifinal. Rushi led by a point late in the third quarter of that game at the UD Arena. Who knows? The state championship might run through a Rushi Richmond Heights state semifinal once again here in March of 24.
That would not surprise anyone, I wouldn't think.
Rushi clearly the favorite to win the D4 regional here in Southwest Ohio. For our many online listeners, for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi. Once again, the final score as the Raiders take the lead in the Shelby County Athletic League, defeating Botkins 65-52.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw, in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.